It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and we'd love to have you join us now, as long as you have not been on in the last 30 days, to play the Harris Challenge. Our phone number is 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phone star KTRS. And just to clarify, you have to have played, not won, because we have people who say, well, I didn't win last week, I'll call again. No, just the fact that you got on the air, you got that 30-day buffer. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in town. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge for the ladies. They play every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge for the ladies or for the gentlemen. And there's amazing food there, too. If you want to find out more about the Well Hungarians, go to the website, wellhungarians.net, or download their free app for your iPhone or Android phone. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just heading down the Cardinals game, hoping for a win.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories have been sitting around. They've been tumbling around in here for 2 weeks because I was off last Friday. They're always led by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category 2, That's a Hollywood Quickie. And Category 3, It's Just Business. Which one would you like there, Tom?
I'll try It's Just Business.
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and here's how the Harris Challenge is played. Five questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in point value. You've got to get at least half the points in order to win. That's 8 or more, because you can't really get 7.5. So 8 or more will make you a winner, and what do you win? Well, here's the guy who can tell you.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
From
the Old Town Donut Shop. They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. We also have a free bowling party at Kingpin Lanes or Crest Bowl in Florissant. Kingpin Lanes is in Bridgeton. You get 1 hour of free bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people. On one lane, you get 1 large, 1-topping pizza from Brick House Pizza Company or Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes where you can see The Million Dollar Arm, maybe Mom's Night Out, The Amazing Spider-Man. We have more movies. And all of that is a prize package.
Oh, what? Oh, you're going to take his line today?
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what?
And that's the prizes, Paul.
You miss 1 week and he forgets the whole format of the show.
Man, I tell
you. Oh, crap.
Wants to take over.
Thanks, prize man. Here's the deal. You get your choice of those if you win, Tom. And if you get all 5 questions right for 15 points, we call it a clean sweep. And then you get all the prizes, a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Sorry, Paul.
That's okay. So, you know what? The guy who stumbles across home plate still counts as a run.
You were in Italy. And yes. I got jet lag thinking about you in Italy.
Tom, you've chosen the category, It's Just Business. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which fast food chain was founded by Dave Thomas, who died in 2002 at age 69? Correct. Which milestone did the Dow Jones Industrial Average pass for the first time in January of 1987? 2,000, 5,000, or 10,000?
10,000.
2,000. Which rock group, made up of Peter, Paul, Ace, and Gene, signed their first recording contract in 1974 with Casablanca Records?
Pass.
Which barnstorming basketball team played their first game in Hinckley, Illinois in 1927?
Chicago Bulls.
Harlem Globetrotters. Which position did Luther Terry hold when he released the first government report regarding the dangers of cigarette smoking in 1964?
Surgeon General.
Correct. Which rock group, back to the three-pointer, which rock group made up of Peter, Paul, Ace, and Gene signed their first recording contract in 74 with
Kiss?
Casablanca? Did you say Kiss?
Yes.
The correct answer is Kiss. Nicely done. You got the 5, the 3, and the 1, Tom. That's 9 points, and you're our first winner today.
Great.
Congratulations. Hang on, and if Dan remembers how to do it, he'll tell you how you get your prizes. And here's our second contestant. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not a whole lot going on. I'm just looking forward to the weekend going fishing this weekend.
So all right. categories are, have you been paying attention? That's a Hollywood quickie, or everything in there is constitutional?
We'll do have you been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was drafted by the Rams, made a reality show deal with Oprah, and is dating the grandson of a mafia mob boss?
Michael Sam.
Correct. In what country did more than 200 people die this week in a coal mine explosion?
Turkey.
Correct. In a CNN interview, who did Magic Johnson say he felt sorry for because he was delusional?
The owner of the Clippers. Forgot his name. Pass.
The remains of which famous ship from over 500 years ago does an explorer say he's found off the coast of Haiti?
Pass. The one with Donald Sterling, I believe.
That's correct. Which former New England Patriots player was indicted this week for murdering two people in 2012?
What's his name?
That's what I asked.
Do I have any to go past to?
No, you can go back to the famous ship from over 500 years ago. An explorer says he found off the coast of Haiti this week.
I think I'm gonna get punished.
Fill in the blank. The Nina, the Pinta, and the
Santa Maria.
Yeah, Christopher Columbus's Santa Maria. We can't find Malaysian Airways Flight 370 from last month, but we can find the Santa Maria from 1492.
Well, give it a couple of 500 years, yeah, and we'll find it.
Well, if Don Lemon's still working, he'll cover it for you on CNN. Aaron Hernandez was the Patriots player. Dustin, let's see how you did here. 1, 2, 3, that's only 6 points.
Oh, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've used this as punishment before, and I'm going back to it because I just got back from a trip to Italy, and I looked in my hard drive to see, do I have any Italian music on here? And I found, unfortunately, I don't, not any Italian punishment music anyway, but I thought, well, let's have somebody who's Italian. We have an Italian person singing, not necessarily known as a singer, however. Here are Robert De Niro with Billy Crystal and another Italian, Joe Vitarelli, from the movie Analyze This.
There's a place for us, a time and place for us. Hold my hand and we're halfway there.
There.
Hold my hand and I'll pay.
Big finish, boys.
Somehow, someday, somewhere.
Okay, I know it's not Italian, but it's the best I could do. Sorry you had to hear it, Dustin.
That's all right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. And here's our next contestant. Hello, Evan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Electrician, love what I do, and ready for the weekend.
All right, which category would you like? That's a Hollywood quickie. Everything in there is constitutional, or in what state?
Ooh. Let's try what's the state.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state have dozens of homes been destroyed by wildfires this week?
California.
Correct. In what state did a federal court give Robert Campbell a stay of execution because he's intellectually disabled and therefore constitutionally ineligible for the death penalty?
Pass.
In what state did a former American Idol finalist become the Democratic nominee for Congress after his opponent died this week?
Rhode Island. I don't know.
North Carolina. It's Clay Aiken. In what state was Alec Baldwin arrested after riding his bicycle the wrong way on a one-way street this week?
Wasn't it D.C.?
It was New York.
Yeah.
In what state was radio legend Casey Kasem found just hours after
Washington
a missing person?
State.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. In what state did a federal court give Robert Campbell a stay of execution because he's, quote, intellectually disabled and therefore constitutionally ineligible for the death penalty?
I'll say it's Pennsylvania. I don't know.
No, if you're thinking death penalty, the state to go to, just as a default for future, anytime you're at a trivia night and there's a question about the death penalty, always say Texas.
Okay.
All right, but let's see how you did here. You got the 1, you got the 5, and nothing in between. So that's only 6 points.
Can I blame this because my kids are laughing at me in the background here in the truck, trying to drive and trying to do this at the same time? Can I any consolation prize for that?
You know what? I'm giving you minus 1 point for blaming the kids, Evan.
Wow.
You get 5 points today, and you still get punished.
There's a place for us.
Trying to blame the kids.
That's
a first on the Harris Challenge.
Place for us.
Hold my hand, and we're halfway there.
Yeah.
Hold my hand, and I'll bring you there.
Okay, all right, we can pause it right there. I have a feeling we may get to the big finale a little bit later on. Thanks for playing, Evan. You and the kids have a great weekend.
You too, bye.
Thank you very much. Jerry, you're contestant number four today. Welcome to the Big 550.
Thank you, Paul. Cheap plug, my older son Philip graduates from Lindenwood University tomorrow, and on behalf of the New Jewish Theater, we're presenting our last production of the season, Old Jews Telling Jokes, through June the 1st. Tickets, 442-3283. That's 442-3283.
Nicely done. That is how you plug something on this show.
Yeah, plug the heck out of it.
And good luck to your son in whatever he does with his degree moving forward.
His music.
All right, categories left. We have two of them. That's a Hollywood quickie, or everything in there is constitutional.
Hollywood quickie.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Jerry. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of The Majestic was married to Lauren Holly for 9 months and 2 days in the mid-1990s?
Jim Carrey.
Correct. Who did Lisa Marie Presley marry on August 10th, 2002 and split from just 3.5 months later?
Michael Jackson.
What was your first answer going to be?
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, you should have said that. Which member of the Poseidon Adventure cast was married to Ethel Merman for only 38 days in 1964?
Ernest Borgnine.
Correct. Who was married to Donna Peel for less than 5 months before marrying his next ex-wife, Denise Richards?
Charlie Sheen.
Correct. Which marriage lasted longer for Drew Barrymore, her first to Jeremy Thomas or her second to Tom Green?
Which lasted longest?
Yeah.
Jeremy Thomas.
She was married to Jeremy Thomas for 30 days. She was married to Tom Green for 5 months and 4 days. The good news for you, Jerry, is you got the 1, 3, and 4. You would have gotten you would have gotten 2 more points if you'd said Nicolas Cage there, but you didn't need it. You got 8 points, and you're a winner.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. Congratulations, and have a great weekend. And here's our final contestant. Hello, Steve.
How are you today, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
My 5-second cheap plug. I want to say hi to the guys at Witty Brothers, the refrigerated carrier. They're my new employer, and I'm loving life there.
Great. Our category is everything in there is constitutional. These are questions about the United States Constitution.
Oh, my.
60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How many amendments are there in the Bill of Rights?
10.
Correct. In what century was the Constitution signed? 1787 would be the 18th century. You're right. Which of these presidents did not sign the Constitution? Did not sign the Constitution? Washington, Lincoln, or Madison?
I'm sorry, I lost you there. Read it again.
Which of these presidents did not sign the Constitution? Washington, Lincoln, or Madison?
Lincoln.
Correct. If you were born in January 1958, when was the first presidential election you could vote in? 1976. Which constitutional amendment guarantees the right to a speedy trial? Is it the 6th, the 16th, or the 26th?
26.
The 6th Amendment gives you that right. And 6 is a key number for you, Steve, because that's how many points you have. 1, 2, and 3.
We get to play some De Niro.
Yeah, you get the big finale from the boys. Steve, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge.
Hey, thanks.
We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS, available on smartphones and worldwide on KTRS.com. If you don't have our free app, download it today.